I also notice another interesting thing about this. It seems women are much more likely to do this kind of thing than men. I mean, women are more likely to make themselves small. Women feel chronically less powerful than men, so this is not surprising. The second question concerns our minds. We know that our minds change our bodies, but is it also true that our bodies change our minds? And when I say minds, in the case of the powerful, what do I mean? I'm talking about thoughts and feelings and the sorts of physiological things that make up our thoughts and feelings. And in my case, that's hormones. I look at hormones. So what do the minds of the powerful versus the powerless look like? Powerful people tend to be, not surprisingly, more assertive and more confident, more optimistic. They actually feel that they're going to win, even at games of chance. They also tend to be able to think more abstractly. They take more risks. So, there are a lot of differences between powerful and powerless people. Physiologically, there are also differences on two key hormones. One is dominance hormone, and the other is stress hormone. What we find is that powerful and effective leaders have high dominance hormone and low stress hormone. What does that mean? That means power is also about how you react to stress. Once we did an experiment. We decided to bring people into the lab and run that little experiment. These people adopted, for 2 minutes, either high power poses or low power poses. We, for 2 minutes, say, you need to do this or this. And we also want them to be feeling power. So after 2 minutes, we will ask them, how powerful do you feel? On a series of items, and then we give them an opportunity to gamble. Before and after the experiment, we take their samples of saliva for a hormone test. That's the whole experiment. And this is what we have found. Risk tolerance, which is gambling, what we find is that when you're in the high power pose condition, 86% of you will gamble. When you're in the low power pose condition, it's down to only 60%, and that's a pretty significant difference.